Ho, ho, ho!
Welcome back
to Santa and Elf Does Vlogmas.
We should have picked a name. We should have picked names. Well, you've got a name, Santa.
Oh, David. I'll go with David.
No, I meant you like go with an elf name. Okay.
Welcome back. Today, we are windling down the best Christmas film of all time. And we mean films that people watch at Christmas,
Christmas
generally. Movies. So it doesn't necessarily have to be like a film about Christmas. You've come up with a list.
Yeah.
I bet it hasn't even got Die Hard on it, has it?
Is it? Why is Die Hard not a Christmas film?
Lots of people watch Die Hard at Christmas. Why? It has to be on list.
No.
Die Hard's not even on list. So if you feel like stopping watching the video right now, go and watch the one we did where we chose Mariah Carey as the greatest Christmas song ever.
Okay.
Where we had 10 songs and we dwindled it down to one.
Go watch it.
See what happened. We're going to do the same with films. So here goes. What's on the list?
Yeah, let me do it.
You do it. You haven't got Die Hard on. Let's see.
Well, you do a list. Right, so I've got Home Alone 1/2. So I've got them as one. I'd say, should we do them as one?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, even though they're both amazing.
No, do them separate.
Separate?
Yeah, because I've got something to say about this.
Right, so I've got Home Alone and then Home Alone Lost in New York.
None of the others, because they're all shite.
Yeah, is it?
Nowhere near as good. I know this is like Christmas, but yeah, so I just dropped a swear word.
I know, he keeps swearing. What's going on?
Oh, carry on.
Elf.
Santa swears, get on with it. Elf, right, yeah.
Bad Santa swears. I ain't got that on list.
Oh, you ain't got Bad Santa? No. Right, what the fuck is his list? What is this list?
Right.
What have you got on?
Jingle All the Way, that one with Arnie.
Right, okay, yeah. Where he's trying to get the action figure.
Yeah. We've got Miracle on 34th Street. Now, I know there's been a few versions of this. It's like a really old version. And
we're going with the one with Matilda. Is it the Matilda kid?
Yeah, there's the Matilda one. It's the more recent one, I think, in the 90s, maybe. And then there's one I remember one, like an earlier one as well, that I used to watch.
I ain't got clue.
The Grinch.
Grinch, decent shout.
The Santa Claus with, oh, what's it called?
No Die Hard. No. What was the one we just said?
What? And he said Frozen. Is Frozen a Christmas film?
Of course Frozen's a Christmas film.
That's not on the list neither.
Will you run through this list?
Yeah, I was trying to think of the guy that's in the Santa Claus so you'd know which it was. You might want to Google it.
Not Ted Danson. What's
Do you know what
called?
I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. He was good years ago. Go on, get on with the list.
Right, so there's Santa Claus, and I think there's a couple of them as well that came after that. I put Polar Express down. I don't think I've even seen that film, have you?
I have, yeah.
Arthur Christmas, that is a great film.
Tim Allen.
That's it,
of course it's Tim Allen. How do we forget that?
Look,
even Blake's going, you ain't got Die Hard, are you mad?
Can you hear the baby? Did you hear me say After Christmas?
Yeah.
That is a really good film. Santa Claus the Movie, I remember that from when I was a kid. Woggle that one.
Oh, Jesus. Do any of you watching have a clue what she's talking about?
I don't know how many I've done now because you made me put Home Alone as one and two. So
Santa Claus the Movie. 1985. No wonder I don't remember
see.
It. Got them guys in it.
Yeah.
You ain't got a clue.
No. You see, now I've got more because you made me do Home Alone twice.
Well, that's fine. Just read them out. We'll window them down because there's a few we can delete
and
straight up here.
The National Lampoon's films.
The National Lampoon.
Christmas
no one's
Vacation.
Seen them either.
Are you kidding me? I think everybody's seen them apart from you then.
What else is on
and
the
that's
list?
It.
This is not.
Oh,
we should have spoke about this list before we press record.
So, what would you put on that list then? That's not
Die Hard,
there, right?
Frozen. And what was the other one that we just said
see,
a minute
you're
ago?
You're making me cry now. You see, they're that iconic. You can't even remember what you've said now.
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa. I did see that, but then I thought it's not.
So none of them have even made the list. To make this video
Why
much...
is Die Hard a Christmas film, by the way?
Because people... It's not a Christmas film. It's just lots
so
of people watch
film.
It at Christmas.
So it's not a Christmas
So
film.
It is a Christmas film for those people that always watch it at Christmas. Because it's Christmas and they put the
really.
Film on.
It's weird, that, isn't it?
No, it's not weird at all. Right, so on the list...
Oh, hang on a minute. Right, there's also... I've also put on there, just because this is one of the favourite things that I used to watch when I was a kid... and it's called Little Troll Prince. Now, it's not like a full-length film. It's like, you remember like years ago when you used to have watch things on TV? It's like, it was like a cartoon thing that were on extra like length, but not like a film. And it's about this little troll. Okay. Oh my God, it's amazing. And I used to watch it every Christmas all the time. And what are you doing?
Just carry on, because I haven't got a clue what you're talking about. So I'm going to take some photos for Instagram.
And I used to watch it all the time. And I watched it actually last year. I found it and I watched it. I think you can get it on YouTube or something like that. And it is like heavily religious, actually. It's like about Christianity and stuff. And oh, it's amazing. It's really good. And I'm not religious, so I don't know really why I watched it. But it is really good. And watch it, but it's not a film. But I had to say it because that has to be like my one of my favourite Christmas. What would you say, Christmas?
I don't know. I'm going to be cutting memories. All that bit out.
No, you're not.
Get the list up then. I think we should delete two at a time because there's right, a lot. Down. There's a lot
there's
on
not
here.
Not that many.
National Lampoon films can go straight away.
All right then.
They are nowhere near the greatest film of all time. I already know what is, and it is on this list. Which is good. So I've no problem deleting all the others. National Lampoon films, that's gotta go. Santa Claus the Movie.
That is what that
no
is.
One's watching that.
Give up. That is one of my favourite films.
Right, so I'm not. So that's on pause because it could be a number one.
Yeah.
Right, Little Troll Princess.
Oh, Prince.
All right. Well, you put Little Troll Price. So I mean, Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Yeah, that was just on there. To
right, so that's
memory.
Gone. What are you deleting? What's definitely not
right, I'm
the
deleting
number one?
Polar Express, because I've never seen it.
It's actually pretty decent, but yeah, all right, I'll agree with that.
Am I doing another one?
Yeah.
Elf.
Elf? What's... You've gone for... So Elf is not better than Santa Claus, A Christmas Movie, The Santa Claus. Right, okay, it's your choice, but I'm happy for that to be deleted. That's fine, it's not the number one.
See, I'm going to struggle here. I don't know which is my favourite out of all them.
Boy, can't go through it. Get her in.
You alright,
mate? Oh, no, don't get her in, because then we have to declare that kids are in the video.
Oh, you're kidding.
Right, so the next two that are getting deleted then. I mean, you're... The Santa Claus is going. That's not as good as some of the others on here. And... Oh, see, there's a couple of... I want to delete the Santa Claus the Movie.
Let me have a look at other ones.
Okay, let's get controversial. We're deleting Home Alone 2. There. Home Alone 2 is not the greatest Christmas film at all.
You see, I don't know if I prefer Home Alone 2 to Home Alone 1.
No, definitely not. You choose delete 2.
Oh, this is... I don't like this. Who decided to do this one?
I don't know, but I wish I'd chose List. Jesus
well,
Christ.
Well, Frozen will have gone straight away anyway. And Die Hard, what's going on there? Yeah.
Bad Santa's
they've gone
good,
anyway.
Though. Come on. Oh, what are you deleting here? You going back? Don't go for that. Corbin's listening in the background. You're right, mate.
Corbin, what's your favourite Christmas film?
Is it Home Alone 1, The Grinch? Remember, you used to watch Grinch like all the time. Home Alone 1, you watched all the time. They're probably the only... Arthur Christmas is seen a couple of times. What would you be favourite out of them?
Home Alone.
He knows what he's talking about. Right, so what are you deleting?
I'm getting rid of... Half of Christmas
is gone. What else? You've got to get rid of another one. You can't keep doing these long pauses.
But I don't know. Right, okay. I don't even know which one's my favourite now out of all of these. This is just annoying.
Well, that 1985, none of us were born.
I was.
Oh, exactly. Get it off. It's not weird. That ain't the greatest Christmas film of all time. I think as well, the way I'm looking at this, to be the greatest Christmas film, it's got to kind of hit three generations-ish. So your grandparents have got to think, that is a good film, that's all right. Then us, parents have got to be like, yeah, I don't mind. What, I don't mind kids watching that. And kids have even then got to go, do you know what? That is a great film.
Right, so we've got left Home Alone. Took it away. Home Alone, Jingle All the Way, Miracle on 34th Street, and The Grinch.
Well, I'm deleting then Jingle All the Way.
Oh, no.
Is going. And Miracle on 34th Street.
No, you can't get rid of that one. And that one, you just said it has to hit all generations. Miracle on 34th Street.
He ain't even seen it.
No, but that's because he's not what we've not put it on for him.
So that's
you can't say, oh, I want to watch Miracle on 34th Street. We don't know where it is.
Miracle on 34th Street.
That is one of the greatest films. And it's an old, like, they've remade it. So, like,
which means The Grinch has got to go. So that leaves us down to the final two, which is the previously almost deleted Miracle on 34th Street and Home Alone 1. I'm going to tell you right now, Home Alone 1, Corbin agrees, is the greatest Christmas film of all time. Yeah. Corbin's 7, he absolutely loves it. I'm 33, I absolutely love it. Nana Angela is XYZ, we're not allowed to say her age, and she thinks it's great. Yeah. She plays it with him all the time. Greatest film ever.
Yeah, but you deleted The Lost in New York. I'd probably say them two films are the best Christmas films, like, together.
I'll tell you why I've gone number one instead of number two, because this could be quite important, is because it were an original. It were an original. Like, the second one were like, Home Alone is one of very few multiple films that actually brought a number two out, and it was really good. Usually they do something that's amazing and then they bring a number two out and it's like, right, that's died.
Mind you, Grease 1 and 2, I love 2 as well. Oh my god. A lot of people hate 2.
Somebody stop her from talking. Grease 2 needs to be deleted and no one ever watch it again.
Brilliant.
Grease is such an iconic film that you can't then just make a number two and think you get away with it. It was shite. Brilliant. But anyway, it's not Christmas.
To watch it all the time.
Back to Christmas. Home Alone 1, the fact that number one was the original and it was so good.
What do you guys think? Because I know a lot of people do actually prefer the Lost in New York one to the original one.
Get in the comments. Let us know how poor you think Danetta's choices were in total.
They were really good choices.
Do you agree that Home Alone 1 is the greatest Christmas film of all time? If not, what is yours? Give us your top three if you can't choose, whatever. But
Miracle on 34th Street has to come after that, like, I'd say, maybe. And then that Jingle All the Way, Arnie. That is just an amazing film.
I'm just all about the Home Alone. But, and yeah, to be fair, Home I think Alone Grinch. No, I think amazing. Grinch has to go in top three.
You see, Half a Christmas is good as well, isn't it?
It's actually good, yeah. We don't know, but we know but what's Home number Alone, one.
Definitely, we've got to agree on that.
Exactly. Let us know what you think. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe, whack the bell notification, all the rest of it. Corbin, we're out. Just like press start.
Oh, look at that.